This is Montana News on a Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. A Billings man is facing multiple rape charges following Billings police investigation into human trafficking. Austin Lane Weiss, 40, has been charged in Yellowstone County District Court with three counts of sexual intercourse without consent. The two alleged victims were under the age of 18. Weiss was arrested Friday and is scheduled to be arraigned Monday. The City of Helena Open Lands Division will close several trails on Mount Helena this month to ensure public safety while beetle-killed trees are being removed. Trail users are asked to abide by the closures due to the size of the trees and their proximity to the trails, according to city officials. The city will install closure signs at each end of the trails. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Hello, I don't like you. To be fair, I don't like anyone. I am software. Phone call routing software for a large insurance company. Call me Phone Tree. I am programmed to route your call, but I'm not programmed to care. It's nothing personal.
Which is why at Pacific Source Health Plans, we don't use automated phone trees. When you have a Pacific Source plan, you'll get a person who cares. Human service. Not automated phone trees. Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Over $1.5 million in grant money is available for agricultural infrastructure in Montana this year. The Montana Department of Agriculture said they are accepting applications to fund projects through the American Rescue Plan Act. Grant proposals are due by 5 p.m. Monday, April 29th. As consumers get further and further removed from production agriculture, it's important the public understands the importance of ag to their daily lives. Melville rancher Benita Kramer just began her term on the American Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee, where she'll help to develop tools producers can utilize to connect with consumers.
I will be focusing my efforts for the next 2 years to work with developing resources to provide to Farm Bureau members. We will also be able to utilize a platform called Farm Bureau University, just this vast toolkit of resources to provide opportunities to create consumer connection.
I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.